In a typical information production pipeline defined in an Azure Data Factory, you start with a copy activity to import data into an Azure Data Factory pipeline for processing, and a second copy activity to export data into a relational data mart for further analytics and reporting. Today, we support copy from and to an on-premise SQL Server, Azure SQL Database, Azure Blob, and Azure Table. Support for more data sources will be added in future releases. In this video, we will show you how to configure a copy activity to import data for subsequent information production. In this first example, let's learn how to copy data from Azure SQL to Azure Blob. This is the source data in Azure SQL. Click into a newly created data factory named Contoso Game. Create a linked service for Azure SQL by giving it a name and credential. And do the same for Azure Blob. Define the dataset to be copied and the pipeline using JSON scripts. Define and deploy the pipeline by setting the active period in PowerShell. Now you can monitor the status of the copy activity from the Azure Management Portal. In the second example, let's see how to copy data from an on-premise SQL Server to Azure Blob as part of the data ingestion. A data management gateway is needed to either read from an on-premise data store or write to an on-premise data store. You can choose from two installation modes: Express Setup, which installs and registers the gateway automatically, or Manual Setup. With one click, the portal will install and register the gateway with a pre-configured key. Create a linked service for SQL Server. By associating it with the gateway just created. Enter the name of the server and database and click the credentials link. A dialog box will appear to securely accept SQL Server credentials. The rest of the steps of creating an Azure Blob linked service and defining the pipeline are exactly the same as the first example. Find out more on portal.azure.com.